As our brother already mentioned just a moment ago, we are grateful for the presence of each and every one who's come to be with us this morning to worship our God in spirit and in truth, according to the scriptures, to the very best of our abilities today. So we say welcome to all those that are here. Let me just say before we begin, I hope I didn't tease you so much that I've raised expectations too high, but I hope and pray that what we have to consider would be encouraging to you. I realize in our life sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes bad things happen to wonderful people. And I want to talk to you about that this morning. Before we get into that, though, we'll turn to our text as found in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to John, and we'll begin reading there in verse 1. John chapter 9, beginning there in verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. One day, a long, long time ago, Jesus and his disciples were walking along together. And when they do, they see a very pitiful sight. They see a man who'd been born blind. The disciples of Jesus watch him groveling and begging in the gutter. This sightless one with dead eyes makes a sad and haunting picture. As he crouches there and feels in the dirt for scraps of garbage and wards off with his hands and arms the trampling, heedless crowds, eating their dust and pleading, probably without much success, for their help. Intrigued by this man's horrible plight, the disciples asked Jesus a very hard theological question. And that was, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents? Why was he born blind? Was it his fault? Or did someone in his family do something wrong to cause this? Well, this morning, for a little while, from this story, I want